Mitchell and Langer on the line of scrimmage coming from either side to try to block the kick. Auburn trying to go after it. Here's the snap. They got it. Block kick. Balls back to the 25. Picked up on the bounce at the 25-yard line. And in for a touchdown is David Langer. Mitchell on the left, and Auburn is again going after the kick, as you might imagine. Drake Gant standing on his own 30. Auburn will try to block it. Auburn going after it. Here's a good snap. It is blocked. It is blocked. It's caught on the run. It's caught on the run. He's going to score. David Langer. David Langer has scored. And Auburn is tied.
First things first. Fourth and goal and a half a yard.
Jackson. Touchdown.
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25. Cuts it inside. 30. 35. 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50. To the 40. To the 30. To the 20. To the 15. 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy. Touchdown.
Welcome to Tiger Talk Overtime. Your chance to talk anything and everything Auburn. Join the conversation at 343-0106. Here's your host, Doug Holton.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome in to Tiger Talk Overtime. I'm Doug Holton, and we continue to talk about the Aggies and the Auburn Tigers coming up this weekend. The first road test, the first real road test for the Auburn Tigers, and the SEC opener coming up Saturday at College Station. The Tigers have had good success in Kyle Field. 102,000 fans will be there to watch this one. And some Tiger fans, of course, making the trip. But the Tigers won it in College Station in 2015. 26-10 was the final that year, and 42-27 the final in 2017. All time, the Tigers lead the series in College Station and Kyle Field. 3-0 is their mark. The Tigers ranked number 8 and 9 in the AP and the coaches poll, respectively, this week. And the Aggies at number 17 and 15. So this will be an excellent battle. A lot of talk, as always, about the young true freshman quarterback for Auburn, Bo Nix. How will he do in his first real road game for the Auburn Tigers at quarterback? Well, Coach Gus Malzahn addressed that this week and talked about the Oregon experience and how it will help Bo on Saturday.
The fact that we had the first game on the road. Now, we had more fans than they had, but it was still, an exciting atmosphere, a big game. So he has that in his back pocket as far as experience. Now, what we're going to see here is, we're truly going the road and one of the loudest places probably in our league. So we'll do a good job of the crowd noise, and we've done that really the last 3 weeks, even when we were playing at home. I think it's like anything else. This will be his first experience, but I know that he is he's a great competitor. The moment won't be too big. I've said that before. So we'll just have to handle the noise and everything that goes with it.
On the flip side, the Aggies coach Jimbo Fisher has a unique relationship with the Nix family. He coached Bo's dad, Patrick, at Auburn when he was the quarterback's coach for Terry Bowden back in the 1990s. So Jimbo Fisher knows Bo Nix well. He knows his tendency. He knows his game. And he certainly will try to unsettle the young quarterback, the true freshman, in the first quarter in the opening half Saturday with his Aggie defense.
Well, you have to play them. They're going to do what they do. As their quarterback, Bo Nix is an outstanding young man. I've known Bo for a long time. Again, his father played for me and was one heck of a football player. And not only that, is a competitor and as a football mind, one of the best I've ever been associated with. His dad's a winner, boy. He's a great coach and coach in college, coach in high school. So he'll have a lot of intangibles in his blood that some other freshmen may not, from just the experiences of being around those things. So, it's obviously a tough test. We have to prepare no matter what, that's what they do with him. But he's an outstanding player, and he can beat you. He has a great arm. He's got great legs, and he's a very tough, competitive, and smart young man. So, again, hopefully we can play well against him.
Joining us now on Tiger Talk Overtime, the former head coach of the Auburn Tigers and now running for the U.S. Senate, Tommy Tuberville. Coach, great to have you with us today.
Well, it's great to be here. Beautiful day in the state of Alabama. It's been a little hot, but beautiful day.
I know you're making your way around the state. Give us a quick update on what you're doing and how the campaign's going so far.
Well, statewide race is big because you got to hit all four corners and up the middle. And I've been, for the last 5 months, I've been doing my listening tour and going to every big town, small town, every community, talking to people, hospitals, police stations, fire stations, you name it, I've been there. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, this state's gotten a lot bigger since I've been driving around in a truck. I used to fly around in a plane when I recruited at Auburn, but now it's gotten a lot bigger with this driving this truck around. But having a lot of fun, meeting a lot of great people.
Yeah, I was going to say probably some great experiences out there. But I want to talk some more politics in just a minute, but let's talk a little bit football. First of all, with your schedule, as you mentioned, driving around the state, how much do you get to watch now? Do you get to sit down on Saturday at all and watch football?
You know, that's what I didn't like when I first got out of coaching. I worked for ESPN, and I was pretty much just did one game a day, the game I worked. I didn't have a lot of time to do anything else. And so the last couple of years, I've been rolling pretty good watching games. This year, obviously, I'll be all over the state. I think this weekend I go to watch UAB play in the morning, and then in the afternoon I go watch Jacksonville State play North Alabama. So it's a lot of fun. I love football no matter what level, and I'm enjoying the tailgating part. I never got to do that, and so looking forward to going someplace different every week.
Yeah, now it's kind of part of the job in a different way, huh?
Yeah, it is. You know, but, you know, I'm a people person. I enjoy it. And of course, I know coaches at every stop. I get to visit with them, and kind of gets me involved in a little bit. Everybody asks me, Coach, do you miss coaching? And I really do in some parts, and the part I miss is the part of being around the players and the coaches, you know, pretty much 12, 14, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, and building relationships and having that family-type atmosphere and having one goal in mind, and that's winning the next game. And so that's the part I miss. All the other stuff that goes along with it, it got a little bit monotonous, especially the recruiting part.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Tiger Talk Overtime on 106.5. We're talking with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. And, Coach, a big one coming up Saturday, the first SEC game for Auburn and Texas A&M at A&M. You've coached at both schools. Does anything catch your eye heading into this one?
Hard place to play when you go on the road for the Auburn Tigers. And, of course, it's a hard place to play when you go to Jordan-Hare. But I'll tell you, the Aggies have a good football team. They're not great. I think they'll get better and better. I hadn't been a fan of their quarterback, Kellen Mond. He tends to look – he looks like a world beater at times, and he'll turn around and turn the ball over two times in a row. He just, for some reason, has that turnover-itis, and that's what they got to be careful with Auburn, because Auburn's very good on defense.
Yeah, I noticed that a little bit in the Clemson game. I got to watch a little bit of that one, and he, you know, he's been around the SEC a little bit, but then at times – he looks like maybe he's confused or has a hard time making the right read.
Well, the thing about Jimbo Fisher's offense is pretty complex. You put a lot on the quarterback. The quarterback pretty much runs the show. He's got to change the play line of scrimmage. He's got to do things that a lot of normal quarterbacks don't do, because Jimbo still runs the pro-style offense. Now, on the other side, Gus Malzahn runs more of a spread offense, and everything's pretty much put in the hands of the coach on the sideline, who changes a play. Not as much mental things that go on. So two pretty different offenses going against two good defenses on both sides. Should be a great game, and those first few conference games are awfully hard to win, especially on the road. So A&M will have a little bit of an advantage because being a home field advantage, but Auburn's got to play better. You know, their offense really hadn't come out, you know, played well early, nor has their defense. So they've had three warm-up games to the conference opener. Should be interesting to watch.
And indeed it will be. The Auburn Tigers and the Texas A&M Aggies coming up Saturday at 2:30. The pregame, as you might have heard on Tiger Talk tonight, starting at 11:30 right here on FM Talk 106.5. So you can turn up your radio and watch the television, enjoy the ball game. We will continue our conversation with Coach Tuberville throughout the hour tonight as we continue to get you ready for the Aggies and the Auburn Tigers. The Tigers ranked number 8 this week in the AP poll, so it'll be interesting to see how they do in the SEC opener against Jimbo Fisher and the Texas A&M Aggies. Again, the game time is 2:30 on CBS. It's the big game on CBS this Saturday, so once again, we invite you to join us here on FM Talk 106.5 for the broadcast as the Tigers try to get off to a 4-0 start in the 2019 campaign. And as I mentioned before, we'll be back to talk some more with Coach Tuberville as we talk more about the Texas A&M game and also a little bit more about politics with the former Auburn Tiger coach. Of course, he's running for U.S. Senate, as he mentioned, and we'll be back to do that and much more on Tiger Talk Overtime. You're listening to 106.5, FM Talk 106.5. We'll be back in just a minute.
Tiger Talk OT continues. Share your thoughts at 343-0106. Now your host, Doug Holton.
A lot of people talking about Bo Nix. As you mentioned, Coach, listening to Jimbo Monday, he was talking about how he coached Patrick at Auburn, and he knows Bo pretty well. How much pressure do you think that he will try to put on the true freshman with his defense this Saturday?
Well, I'm a defensive guy.
Yeah.
I grew up with that philosophy and, you know, the old norm of coaching against quarterbacks. That's who you defend first. You look at the quarterback first, and you always pressure and come after a young, inexperienced quarterback, no matter how good they are. Mm-hmm. And then you got to put in the effect of how much can they run. How many can they make a big play out of a bad play if you lose contain? If you've got a great quarterback that's experienced, you do just the opposite. You defend, you make them earn everything that they get. So, you know, if I was playing, and of course most of the time this year, Bo's going to be a good football player now.
Yeah. I mean,
but he's got a lot to learn. You want to get into his head early. The Wrecking Crew defense of Texas A&M, that's what they call them for years. They will be coming from every direction. And we'll see if he can handle it. This is the first good defense he's seen. Oregon wasn't really that good.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the skill that Texas A&M will have in the back end or the linebackers that's going to be able to run like they've got. And so this will be the first test for the young Bo Nix and SEC play. And, again, he's going to be a good one. Let's see how good he's going to be early, and it's going to be very hard on him.
Yeah, we saw Bo run a little bit more last week against Kent State. Looked like some they kind of designed that for him, and he got loose a couple of times. Do you expect Auburn and Gus Malzahn to let him go this week and let him run some?
Well, in Gus's offense, your quarterback's got to be able to run the football.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's pre-planned every game. And your quarterback in that type of offense, if he can't make plays with his legs, you better get out of that offense and do something else. You take what they give you. And the thing about A&M is their linebackers are going to be a little bit faster than boys from Kent State. And they'll have a plan to take away the Whitlow and running the football on the read option, and they will force Bo Nix to run the ball. That's what they want. That's what you're going to want. You're going to want a young guy running it and see if you can get some pretty good licks on him early. Gus is going to have to protect him, and we'll see what happens.
We're chatting with Tommy Tuberville on Tiger Talk Overtime here on FM Talk 106.5. And, Coach, you had a guy when you were coaching at Auburn, Jason Campbell, high expectations and had some great success his last year or two at Auburn. Is there an art to bringing those guys along, or what do you have to do? You have to know kind of what makes them tick?
Yeah, and they got a lot to learn. You know, the offenses these kids now that they get in is not, as we talked earlier, it's not as mental for the quarterback because it's all put on the coach on the sideline changing the play. But, you know, when I coached, I had Al Borges, I had Bobby Petrino that coached Jason Campbell. We put it all on him. Now, Jason, you talking about raw now. He was raw coming out of Taylorsville High School in Mississippi.
Yeah.
He didn't know the difference between three deep and man coverage. And so he started from scratch. And it took him a while. But once he learned it, Jason really got better and better. These quarterbacks now, they don't have that opportunity. What you see normally is what you get. The quarterback is not going to get you into a situation that's going to propel the offense. It's got to be on the coach. Now, you're going to see on the other side of the field, one of the few teams that lets the quarterback run the show in the SEC is Kellen Mond at Texas A&M. Jimbo Fisher lets him run. Now, he will change the play for him some, but a lot of it is going to be put on him, and you'll see how he handles it. I'd like to see Bo Nix in that type of offense sooner or later, and I think Gus probably will give him more leeway once he gets older and starts learning, you know, his offense where he can put more pressure on him. But right now, Bo's got a tough hand out there right now just running what he can run in his first year being a freshman. It's almost impossible to play freshman quarterback in the SEC. But I tell you, the first three games, he's done well. Now he's starting big league ball now. Mm-hmm. See what happens this week. I think he can handle it. We just got to give him a little bit of protection.
Sounds like from what Gus said today, Seth Williams is going to practice this week anyway, and a couple other guys that have been banged up. But that will help a little bit, having him on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to stretch the field. You got to get the ball down the field, and that's what Gus likes to do. He likes to throw what we call all verticals, all go routes with two inside receivers, two outside receivers. And without those guys in the game, he can't stretch the field. Mm. Puts more pressure on your quarterback, and it puts pressure on your running game because they get a safety closer to the line of scrimmage to put seven people in the box. So there'll be a lot of cat and mouse this week. I am really anxious to see this game. And I want to tell you one thing, 2:30 in the afternoon in College Station, we think it's hot here. You better get ready. And there's going to be a lot of players playing the game this week on both sides of the ball because that heat and humidity will – we think it's hot here. The humidity down there is worse. So yeah. It is a tough, tough place to play a game.
And travel. And not a lot of trees down there, right?
No. You know, and what's tough, too, is you fly in the College Station – and then you go walk around the stadium, as you always try to do. And then you get a bus, and you have to bus almost to Houston because there's no hotels really close by.
Yeah.
And so you got to go almost an hour outside of town towards the Woodlands in Houston. Again, I just did this just a few years ago when I was at Texas Tech. We played A&M, and it's just it's tough on the kids. It's different. You'll have a good solid 3,000 to 4,000 Auburn fans there. And then you're going to have over 100,000 Aggies. And I'm going to tell you what, that is a great place to play and watch a football game. And it's really fun if you're the home team. But when you're the visiting team, you better take your lunch. I think Auburn's got enough defensively and enough running game to get in there and win this game. But, man, they got to stay away from penalties and making mistakes, turning the ball over. You cannot turn the ball over on the road against a good team like this in front of a crowd like this.
Yeah. You didn't stop off at the Woodlands and play golf, did you?
You know, I walked around a lot. Every time we went in there and played, I'd always walk around in the morning of the game, and they won't have much time. They'll have to leave by 11:30, get on the bus and go and get to the stadium. But it is a great atmosphere. There's not many like it in college football. You know, they're kind of a military school, and they have all the yells and chants. If you ever get a chance, they always, when there's a home game, at midnight, they have what they call Yale practice, which is nothing but a pep rally for the entire campus. And they almost fill half the stadium up, you know, with the student body going through all the yells and the chants. And it is really, I mean, it's true America. It really is. And I really enjoyed my 1 year there being part of that football program and that campus and just the attitude of being true Americans and really faithful to the state of Texas and to the military.
Yeah, it's a great place. We're visiting with Tommy Tuberville again on Tiger Talk Overtime here on FM Talk 106.5. Coach, a little bit about Cadillac Williams. Back at Auburn now, of course, he played for you. What kind of impact do you think he'll have on the staff, on the team, on the program, especially in recruiting? Do you think that'll be his forte at Auburn?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, Gus runs the offense, and Carnell will learn a lot from Gus. He learned a lot from playing for Eddie Grand and under, you know, Petrino and Borges, and then, of course, going to NFL, learning pro-style systems. Carnell is I kind of put it in this way. He went from elementary school to his doctorate degree. He didn't get all that stuff in between. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
A young guy that's coaching big league football. And his best attribute right now is just mentally getting his kids ready to play and recruiting. He's not going to be a great X and O guy right now in terms of making adjustments. Of course, Gus does a lot of that, or most of it anyway, along with J.B. Grimes, the offensive line coach. But he will slowly get there because it's not something you learn in 3 or 4 months. It takes years, you know, to pick up little things that you need to teach, you know, to be that type of coach, to be on that level. I think it was a great hire, though. I think he will do wonders and, you know, for the running back situation, I think he'll recruit great running backs. And I think it's a calming effect, you know, for the Auburn people, knowing that Cadillac's back and he's part of the program. Because I'm going to tell you something, that kid could have gone anywhere in the country and played. I mean, he could have gone anywhere. And he chose Auburn University to come to be part of. And, man, he catapulted us into many great years.
All right, hope you're enjoying our conversation with Coach Tommy Tuberville. It was pre-recorded earlier in the week, and we'll have some more of that in just a minute. We got a short break and a caller on the line. Dr. Mike, I think, is with us calling in. Good evening.
How you doing, Doug?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to just get your thoughts, I know, Bo Nix is doing great and everything, and I'm excited for his potential, but I just think it's nice to have a backup like Joey Gatewood, who can, obviously is for such his how big he is, how mobile he is, and how quick he is to get around the side, and I think he can throw the ball as well. And do you think that they will engage him more and more? Not necessarily, taking over Bo's role by no means, but just getting him more involved in the game.
I think they will, and they showed him a little bit last week, as we talked a minute ago. I wish that they would have given him a chance to throw the football a little bit more. But great guy for the Wildcat and short yardage in Joey Gatewood and Bo Nix. I think they'll complement each other well. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Tommy Tuberville in just a minute on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Tiger Talk OT continues. Share your thoughts at 343-0106. Now your host, Doug Holton.
And welcome back into the show, everyone. Doug Holton along with you as we continue our conversation tonight with the former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, Tommy Tuberville. The Tigers coming up Saturday with their game against the Texas A&M Aggies at Kyle Field in College Station. Should be a good one. And we rejoin the conversation now with Coach Tuberville as he talks about Cadillac Williams and some of his teammates that used to play together and that Coach Tuberville coached at Auburn. How much do you keep in touch with those guys? Jason and Ronnie Brown is back now in Cadillac. Those were some great years. I'm sure you guys still share some old stories and memories.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of memories. And I remember the last time we talked, and people were really excited about Cadillac in his first game. I'll never forget this. I almost fired Eddie Grand, the running back coach. We go out and play USC in California in the Coliseum, and they had a good team. We had a good team. And Carnell is his first start, and I changed this scenario afterwards. We had pregame meal, and we went to the stadium, and it was a hot, muggy day like it is today. And unfortunately, Carnell, I think he rushed for over 100 yards the first half, and then he cramped, and he couldn't go back in the second half. And afterwards, I asked him, Carnell, you've never cramped. I've never seen you cramp in practice. He said, Coach, I didn't eat pregame meal. I was so nervous. And so after that, I made every assistant coach sit with their players and make sure they ate every bite of pregame meal. Because eating food in hot weather is just as important as drinking fluids. And Carnell just was nervous that first game, but boy, was he a football player. And had he played the rest of the game, we would have won that game pretty easily. But we lost it right at the end. But it was a good start to his career.
Yep, really was. Visiting with Tommy Tuberville again on Tiger Talk Overtime, FM Talk 106.5. And, Coach, really appreciate you taking time to visit with us today. Let's talk about your expertise a little bit, defense. The Tigers, as you mentioned, a so-so showing against Oregon and hard to tell against Tulane and Kent State. A lot of accolades for the front guys at Auburn. They're pretty good. How good do you think they can be in the defense as a whole this year?
They're going to be as good as their injuries allow them because they're going to get beat up. You win with as much of your backups as you do your starters in major college football, especially when you get to conference play like they're getting into right now. They've got some guys a little beat up, and the ones that are not going to be able to be 100%, they need to get 15, 20 plays out of them, and then the guys that are backing them up are going to play at the level they never had to play at before. But Kevin Steele's a good football coach. He knows how to scheme these SEC offenses. Now, this is one that's a little different. He hadn't had to face this type of offense this year, nor have the players. It's different. The first three were pretty much option spread type of teams. Now, they'll run some spread this week, but Jimbo Fisher is going to run right at the teeth of the defense some. He's going to see if you can stop the power run off tackle, and he's going to see if he can stop the power run downhill. And then they're going to involve a tight end, which they haven't seen much. A tight end's big in Jimbo Fisher's offense. So they've got to get Kellen Mond rattled. If they can get him rattled and get him to turn the ball over a couple of times, especially the first half, keep that ball from going, big mojo going in the wrong direction, get it going in the way of the Auburn Tigers, they'll have a great chance. But they can't let the offense, you know, keep them off balance on defense, and they got to force Kellen Mond to make some mistakes. I think Auburn can do it. They got a real good defense, but you're only as good as if your players are out on the field, your starters. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, pressure I think will be key on both sides. And speaking of Kevin Steele on the field this year as opposed to in the press box, have you been a defensive assistant? What do you think about that move? And any idea as to how it's working to this point in the season?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of, you know, I always left it up to my coordinators in the box or on the field. Usually the offensive coordinator was in the box. Defensive coordinator, all you need to know is personnel on the field from the offense, from the box. They get to see them come in, whether it's 12 personnel, 10 personnel, 11 personnel, and you've got everything scripted. I mean, you know what you're going to call on first and 10, certain part of the field. It's all on a sheet. So that's all done by a computer during the week, and your players also know it. So for a defensive guy, it's not that important. It's very important, whoever's calling the plays, be in the box. If you're an offensive coordinator, of course, Gus doesn't have that luxury. He's the head coach. And so he's got to really get a lot of good feedback from his coaches in the box. But Kevin's he's a gamer. He understands this. He's been in many battles before, so he knows what he's getting into this week. He knows what he's getting into. Also, with a quarterback that's never been in this situation in Bo Nix, your defensive coordinator has to be in tune to everything going on, your special teams. But really, the thing he's got to watch is you got to get Bo Nix that ball. You can't give up long drives if he's struggling and A&M gets the ball. You can't give them long drives to eat that clock up. Bo Nix has got to be on that field at least 35, 40 plays that first half just to get his feet wet and get comfortable being on the road for the first time in the SEC.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you finally a football question. Gus Malzahn, he's been on the hot seat a little bit. They're 3-0 to start the 2019 season. You've been at Auburn. You know the feel there and what goes on at Auburn. What do you think he's thinking? What do you think he has to do this year to satisfy the Auburn family, so to speak? They're talking about building a new football performance center now, which I know he's excited about. But what's your gut feeling on Gus right now?
Well, you know, Gus is a veteran. He understands. He understands you got to win games. You got to beat Georgia and you got to beat Alabama. Ever so often, you know, you're not going to do it every year. The fans expect that. Of course, much who is given, much is expected. That also goes along with it. You know, these salaries are way up there. And so, we all felt pressure. You felt pressure even if you were undefeated and people weren't on you. You always feel that pressure because you're a competitor. Gus will sweep that out. I mean, once you get going, like the season's going right now, he's not concerned about that. He's concerned about getting his team better and better every week to give them a chance to win every week. If you're thinking about all those things in the background, and unfortunately sometimes that happens, you know, when I was at Auburn, there were several times, you know, you had to watch your back. But I think Gus will be fine as long as he keeps his eyes down the road. Like you teach a quarterback, you keep your eyes downfield. You never look to the sideline. You know, when you look downfield, same thing with a coach. You know, you got to go by those same rules and keep looking downfield. Don't look behind, look forward. I think he'll be fine. He's got a good enough football team to win a lot of games this year and possibly have a chance at the end to do something special. But luck's got to prevail. Quarterback's got to prevail. You got to keep Whitlow healthy.
Yeah.
You know, they've run him an awful lot of times now in three games. He's probably run the ball 65, 70 times maybe in three games, and we hadn't even played a conference game yet. So we got to find some more running backs because he won't be able to make it through the season. You're going to have to be real lucky if you're running the ball that many times. But I noticed Gus is playing more younger guys. Carnell's getting them in there. And, this looks like a different football team. You can tell Gus is running it on offense. And, you know, it looks like a well-oiled machine that could just bust out. Right now, they're hitting on like two cylinders.
Yeah, interesting to see DJ Williams maybe get on the field at some point. I don't know if he'll get there this weekend, but Tommy Tuberville is visiting with us on Tiger Talk Overtime, FM Talk 106.5. Coach, let's talk a little bit about politics before we let you go.
Do we have to?
We don't have to, no. But
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was just wondering the similarities between coaching and politics. There's been so many athletes and so many coaches that make that transition. What is it about that? Is there something in common that those two jobs have?
Well, it's about leadership, you know, as a coach. You know, somebody asked me, what's your qualifications? Well, first of all, you know, we need leadership in this country, and that's all I've ever done. You know, I've tried to mentor young people, our number one commodity in this country for the last 40 years. People got to trust you. You got to be able to communicate, and you got to bring people together. And at the end of the day, you got to win. That's no difference in what you do in politics. And so somebody asked me, what about campaigning? I said, it's recruiting on steroids. That's all it is. I mean, you're every day you're doing something. I really enjoy it. You know, y'all know me. I'm a people person. And why I'm running, you know, I love this country, love the state. We're in trouble, you know, and we see a lot of things going on that you never saw going before, you know, and law enforcement's under attack. We saw a young guy today get killed or last night in Tuscaloosa, one of our young law enforcement officers. You know, we're losing it. We're losing God and law in this country. And that's the reason I'm running. I want to run to help. I want to, you know, we need to put this back together and give it back to the people of this country, not to career politicians. And that's who's taking this thing over, is career politicians, and look where we're at. You know, so I wish we had a bunch of coaches up there, men and women, in Congress, because I tell you, this country would be a whole lot better off if we had people up there that have actually had a job and understood how to deal with people and get along with people. Somebody asked me, you know, how are you going to get the Alabama vote? And I said, you know, people in this state trust football coaches a heck of a lot more than they trust these career politicians.
Yeah.
And because they believe in them. And so I'm excited about it. It's fun to me, but this is a serious, serious job. And I'm not taking that for granted one bit. You know, I've done my due diligence, and I'm excited about the campaign, about meeting people and doing what's right for the state of Alabama.
All right, again, the thoughts of Coach Tommy Tuberville as we visit with him tonight on Tiger Talk Overtime here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll have a final segment with the coach coming up in just a couple of minutes. Again, Auburn and Texas A&M coming up at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon, live from Kyle Field and College Station. Should be a great ball game. And a key in that ball game, the Auburn running game, as we were talking with Coach Tuberville about DJ Williams and Booby Whitlow and the Auburn running backs. They will be key Saturday, I think, against the Texas A&M front as to who comes out victorious in the ball game. Should be exciting. And again, the pregame for the Auburn-Texas A&M game starts right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 11:30 in the morning. So you can tune up your radio and listen into the pregame show for 3 hours, and then, of course, follow us during the ball game as you watch the CBS broadcast and tune into the radio broadcast right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll be back with more of our conversation, the final segment with Coach Tommy Tuberville, the former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, in just a minute. You're listening to Tiger Talk Overtime on FM Talk 106.5. We'll be back in just a minute.
Tiger Talk OT continues. Share your thoughts at 343-0106. Now your host, Doug Holton.
And welcome back into the show, everyone. Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night as we get you ready again for Auburn and Texas A&M coming up Saturday at 2:30 on CBS. And, of course, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Visiting with Tommy Tuberville, the former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, now running for the U.S. Senate seat. And we have visited quite a bit about football, getting his thoughts on the A&M game coming up this weekend and what he thinks might make a difference. Some of the players like Cadillac Williams that he used to coach at Auburn. Of course, Cadillac back as the running backs coach now. And talking politics in our last segment, and we want to ask Coach Tuberville and rejoin the conversation about his run for the U.S. Senate and some of the politics that he likes to talk about. Yeah, I was going to say one of my, I guess, political heroes is Jack Kemp, a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. He always seemed to have the knack for thinking ahead down the road and leadership, and I guess that's something that athletics and coaching kind of trains you for.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, the thing about politics is we have all these people that they're in politics making decisions, and then they've never had a job. They've never been out in the homes of people and businesses and dealt with drugs or mental health problems like we as coaches have, and dealt with budgets, and you know how to get up off the ground when you've lost. You know, I tell you, I was a big Jack Kemp fan. You know, he ran for president at one time.
Yeah, 1988.
I thought he'd been a great one. And so, you know, we don't have enough athletes. We don't have enough coaches that have gotten into politics. We've just, to me, we've had too many people that have not had real jobs before. And look where it's got us. I mean, you know, we're a great country and we've got great abilities. But, man, we've got a lot of problems, right? A lot of division. And, you know, a coach can really pull that together. I don't see color. You know, when it comes to coaching,
right.
Never did, never will. And same thing when you're doing stuff for your state and country. You know, you do it for everybody. And you know, I think we've forgotten that somewhere down the line.
And looking at your issues, I was checking out your website just a little bit. I couldn't help but think about your dad, reading about him and a Purple Heart recipient, right?
My dad joined the Army at age 16. He lied about his age during World War II. And I asked him, I said, Dad, 16? He says, son, he says, anything to get out from behind that mule and plow 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was serious. You think about that generation. And then he landed it at Normandy on D-Day and drove a tank all the way across Europe at 18 years old, got hit in the back, shrapnel, Purple Heart, and won 5 Bronze Stars. Now, Bronze Star is fighting in a major battle,
mm-hmm.
fighting in a major, not just being, but fighting. And then he stayed in the military when he got out, and he died on active duty at age 53 of a heart attack in a training mission. And, you know, I got my discipline and my thoughts about this country and how good we've got it from him. And, you know, I just think we need to get back to those kind of moral values in this country, and we've got to lean on our military and our leaders. But I just think we've got too many leaders in Washington that have got us so far in trouble, in debt, in things that we're doing that we don't use common sense.
Yeah, and I guess he had a big influence on the issues that are foremost in your mind as you head into this campaign. A lot of you talk about, you know, the building a wall, and you talk about personal responsibility in defending the country and you know, helping the veterans, those type of things probably came from him.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, I'm a President Trump fan. A vote for me is a vote for Trump because, you know, he's not a politician. He's an outsider. He's gone. He stirred up the pot. And but he's done what's right for this country. He's got us back on the right track. And, you know, I'm a big veteran guy like President Trump. I'm for a wall. And everybody says, why would you think we need a wall? Because we got to know who's in this country, folks, because every country across this earth that we have is on fire. I mean, because immigration is taking over. And it's not that it's bad. It's just we've got to know who's within our country so they will go by our laws and our Constitution and help pay their way. It's just as simple as that. And so, I believe in this country. It's the greatest place on the face of the earth, and I tell people this, and I used to tell recruits this. I said, son, when you was born in this country, you hit the lottery. And when you were born with these two parents you're sitting beside, you hit the lottery again, because a lot of these kids we have nowadays, we've lost family, and kids have one or no parent. And, you know, we've lost God, we've lost family, and education is struggling right now. We got to get those three back to make sure this country survives for our kids coming up, because it's a great country. It really is. We just got to we got to give it a little bit of a resuscitation and get it back on the right track. And President Trump's doing that, and I want to go to Washington to help it.
Yeah, well, best of luck on the campaign this week. I know you're busy. I hope you get a chance to watch some football this weekend. I think it's a big week for you as far as candles, right?
As far as what?
As far as maybe birthday candles or something?
Oh, yeah, birthday tomorrow. Yeah, I tell you, I quit counting a long time ago. I never thought I'd I told somebody, I said, you know, I'd have taken care of myself better if I'd known I was going to live this long.
Yeah. So,
but it's good. I got a good family and wife. We live in Auburn and two boys. I got one on the six-year plan at Auburn. Can't get him out. He's an engineering major. But the other one, Tucker, who played at Auburn a few years ago, is in New York working for a financial company. So I'm very blessed and glad to be back and living where I've wanted to live for many years again after moving out and going other places. But Auburn's a special place, and look forward to being in Auburn for a long time.
All right. Well, thanks again for the time, and look forward to visiting again real soon.
All right. Thank you. Okay. God bless.
All right. The comments of Coach Tommy Tuberville, real pleasure to visit with him this week on Tiger Talk Overtime. And it was his birthday, I think, on Wednesday, yesterday. And it'll be interesting to see what he can do, an outsider, a coach for the Auburn Tigers, the Ole Miss Rebels, Miami Hurricanes, Texas A&M, and to see what he can do in the U.S. Senate race coming up in 2020. The Auburn Tigers are on the road Saturday, number 8 and number 9 in the AP and coaches poll, visiting the Aggies of Texas A&M. It should be quite a battle Saturday afternoon. It'll be hot, as Coach Tuberville mentioned, down in Aggie Land at Kyle Field. 102,000 people on hand for the ball game, and the temperature does get hot down there. The Tigers, hopefully, a little bit better travel plans than they had in the Oregon game when they went to Arlington, Texas for that one. A big victory for the Tigers in the opener this year. And Auburn tried to make their way to a 4-0 mark in 2019. Big victories over Oregon, Tulane in the second game, Kent State last week on the Plains, and hopefully they'll have some of the guys back in uniform this week, like Seth Williams, who has been out with a shoulder injury. He did practice some this week, but we'll see if he actually gets into the ball game Saturday for the Tigers, or perhaps they just use him perhaps as a decoy on the pass patterns. But as I mentioned before, the running game will be very key for the Tigers Saturday. They've got to run the football some against that Texas A&M defense to pull out the victory. And as we mentioned before, also victories for the Tigers in the last two games at Kyle Field, 2015 and 2017. It should be interesting. Again, we invite you to join us. The ball game on CBS, of course, at 2:30, but we invite you to join us for the pregame here on FM Talk 106.5 as we join you at 11:30, 3 hours of pregame as we get you ready for the Tigers and the Aggies. And it'll be interesting to see what the pregame involves this week and whether the Tigers can pull out the victory over the Aggies. Thanks for joining us on Tiger Talk Overtime, and we'll see you again next week.